This is a poem about the grave, or a brief history of Billy the Kid's grave. We don't know a lot about it. And it also, to some extent, explaining my attraction to Billy the Kid. How to tell you're talking to a grave. All your life, Billy, wherever I lived, your grave always near, round the ant swarm, near the Russian thistle, under the downspout, your living grave, not the replica downtown Fort Sumner. Witnesses, the kid's restless rifle, lock of his untoward hair, unstinting glow of that rock from the stinking spring's hideout, unswayable doorway curtain reeking of the very room where kid was killed. Not to be forgotten, your other grave outside Fort Sumner, the flood-scrubbed graveyard long ago one reticulated grave, all the wooden graven names long ago blurred, syllable-stripped. Still, there's your Hollywood-engraved granite footstone from the outlaw, escaped, captured, recaptured and shackled to reinforced concrete, surrounded by a black steel cage, imprisoning just whose murmuring remains. Read the damn brochure, Billy the Kid's authentic grave. Witnesses, the love sonnets to Governor Wallace. Press photos from Young Guns 1 and 2. The bow-legged coroner's buried report in English, Spanish, and Assyrian. All my life, Billy, wherever I live, lurk, an untethered grave on a winter night, rattling the dry hydrangea. Brief mention that Governor Lew Wallace, famous for writing Ben-Hur, he incarcerated Billy, promised an amnesty deal. Billy would write letters to the governor pleading for a release. So that's the reference to Governor Wallace there.